now, ladies and gentlemen. We did it. We did it. So I want to start by obviously thanking everybody here tonight, all the every elected official, the members of my family, our staff, and importantly, all the voters and the volunteers who made this campaign a success. This is our victory tonight. You know, I've been spending a year traveling around this state to all 99 counties. I've spoken to thousands of voters, and I've eaten hundreds of convenience store donuts. But the one question I get asked more than any other, it's not why I'm running for governor. It's not even what's the most important issue to you. It's do I really do the dishes? You all have seen the ad. You know, Charlotte's not going to let me get away with not doing the dishes. What a great night. Tonight's results send a very strong message. Iowa voters have had enough of the heartless and misguided policies and priorities that have taken our state backwards. It's time to move Iowa forward. My friends, we stand at a crossroads. And tonight, Iowans took the first big step in determining which direction Iowa's going to go. Are we going to continue with the failed Governor Reynolds policies that have decimated our schools, denied Iowans health care, while giving our tax dollars to wealthy out-of-state companies? Or are we going to set the right priorities and invest in ourselves and the next generation? I want to grow Iowa the right way. I've been a business person for over 30 years, but I'm not going to stand up here and tell you that government can solve every problem. I've run complicated budgets my entire life, and I know how to set priorities. And Governor Reynolds and I, we have very different priorities. This state is changing, and the people across Iowa are dealing with real challenges. And they deserve a governor who's going to be part of the solution. But let's face it. Governor Reynolds isn't going to fix this current mess because she doesn't even think it's a problem. Health care costs are rising, so what did Governor Reynolds do? She privatized Medicaid, cutting benefits for patients, closing providers, and costing Iowans tens of millions more dollars than promised. Iowans are facing a mental health crisis like we've never seen in this state before. So folks like Tammy and Cole, her autistic son in Iowa City, they struggle to get the treatment and services that they need because we don't even have a youth-based mental health program in our state. So what did Governor Reynolds do? She cut funding, she cut beds for mental health, forcing those in need of treatment to go into our emergency rooms and our jails. And when Reynolds should have been focused on improving health care, she defunded Planned Parenthood. And she championed the most extreme anti-women's health care law in our country, leaving women all across Iowa without the basic health care that they need. Iowa's personal income growth has stagnated to some of the lowest levels in the nation for each of the last 4 years because our wages are too low. Just like the gentleman in Independence, Iowa, told me, in his community, they haven't seen any personal income growth for 5 or 6 years. And that's true all across our state. So what did Governor Reynolds do about that? She stripped our workers of collective bargaining rights. Young people are leaving Iowa. What did Governor Reynolds do? She cut funding for our community colleges and our universities. And she underfunded our schools. So in rural schools like Olwine, Iowa, the textbooks for middle school are 12 to 15 years old, and when the kids open those books, the pages are falling out. How are we going to have a world-class education system if those, if that's the books that we have for our students? You know, it used to be you could talk to folks on the other side of the aisle. You know what that was like. You might disagree on how you solve a problem, but at least you would agree on what the problem was. Well, when I look at these last two legislative sessions, it's clear to me the problem is Governor Reynolds. And an extreme agenda that's taking our state backwards and tearing us apart. They're systematically dismantling the parts of government that we need to work the best for our people, just so they can fund tax giveaways to companies that don't need them. But you know, I want to make one thing clear. I'm not just running against Governor Reynolds and her failed record. I'm running for the people of Iowa. And I mean all the people of Iowa. You know, there's farmers out there who fear a needless trade war are going to cost them their farm. There are students that are burdened by the crush of loans that they're never going to be able to pay back. And there are grandparents praying that their children will move back to Iowa and raise the next generation of Iowa families. I'm running on a vision to get Iowa growing the right way and a record of knowing how to get results for people. We've got to turn this state around, and we don't have any time to waste. You know where we're heading. You know where we're sliding. We don't want to keep going in that direction. I want to give credit to my opponents in this primary. Each of them ran issue-driven campaigns, and I really do hope to see many of them in public service. You know, the primary campaigns that we've been through this last year put our message to a test. But Governor Reynolds, she ducked and covered from hers. She even went so far as to push Mayor Ron Corbett, a sensible voice in today's divided government, off the ballot. Instead of putting her message and ideas out there so the voters could choose, she found an easy way out. I've got news for you, Governor. It isn't going to be that easy this November. We are stronger because of our primary campaign. So thank you, Kathy, for making sure that we're talking about giving Iowans a raise. Thank you, Andy, for your fight to get quality and affordable health care for everybody. And thank you, John, for making sure we focus on the rural issues and the challenges facing our farmers today. And thank you, Ross, for standing up for the Iowa you believe in that's inclusive and affords all the opportunity to succeed. And thanks to all of you for talking about standing up for organized labor. We stand united to turn this state around. But I'm not just calling for unity among Democrats today. You know that. I've been saying that all the time. I'm calling for unity across this entire state. We need to stand together, united, to put people first, and I mean all people. We are all Iowans, and we stand united by a simple vision. If we invest in the future, we will benefit, our kids will benefit, and our grandchildren will benefit. We're going to make Iowa number one in education again. For our youngest students who are the workers of tomorrow, and for our adult learners who are learning new skills and trades to fill the jobs that with the hardest workers this world has ever seen. We are united to restore collective bargaining rights for our teachers and workers and to get incomes rising across every part of our state. It doesn't matter where you live in Iowa. Every Iowan deserves the best opportunity to succeed. And as past time, Iowans received a raise. We stand united to find permanent funding to protect our water quality while preserving and protecting our topsoil. Because whether you live in a small town, on a farm, or in one of our cities, we all drink the water and we all need our farms to succeed. And we stand united to restore funding for Planned Parenthood. United to reverse the most restrictive anti-women's health care law in our country. United to reverse Reynolds' failed Medicaid privatization. And united to improve our mental health care system. I'm running for governor because I love this state, and I want to leave it to all of our children and all of our grandchildren better than we found it. And I'm running for governor because I've got a plan to get it done. We need to provide everyone the training and the education they need to get the good jobs we're going to create. We need to ensure every Iowan has access to quality health care. And we need to build and enhance Iowa's infrastructure, high-speed internet, and housing all across our state. I'm running for governor to get Iowa growing the right way. Thank you. But before we get to celebrating, I would like to acknowledge some of those who made tonight possible. First and foremost, I want to thank my wife, Charlotte, who's been with me from day one. And to my children and our brothers and sister, all of whom have provided lots of encouragement and support, and their kids. Yeah. And of course, thanks to all the hardworking volunteers who have knocked on thousands of doors,